Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the French entrepreneurs of all ones. I'm your host Marty McDermott with my co-host Don Johnson, and if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with David Gonzalez of the Yo Sushi Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1997, Yo Sushi brought the concept of Japanese Kaitan Sushi Bar that delivered food to customers through a conveyor belt traveling 8 centimeters per second to the masses. Became the original and most famous sushi brand in the United Kingdom. And that's coming up in segment 2 of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews. We're asking the French entrepreneurs of all. I'm your host Marty McDermott with my co-host Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and it's a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine today, Marty. How are you this week?
Good, good. It's been rough weather here, you know, up in Pennsylvania, you know, with the wind and the snow, and it's just brutal outside. I think January and February are like the worst months down up in Pennsylvania, you know.
Right, yeah.
And I know you guys got hit as well down there. Actually, you guys got a little more snow than we did, didn't you?
Yeah, we've now had a couple big storms, kids being off from school.
Yeah.
So it's been a pretty wild winter, like last winter was.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I just, you know, I'm really looking forward to spring and summer. I hate to say that, but
right.
It's just tough getting through these months. We have a big announcement, Don. You know, to grow a radio show, you know, one of the ways a radio show grows is through syndication, and our show now is syndicated on Franchise World Radio, and then there's a bunch of podcast directories that are also featuring our show as well. So one of the reasons why we have more listeners every single week, but Franchise World Radio, nice website. I know you know a little bit about it as well. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about it, or?
Yeah, we're excited. Just launched just within the last couple of months, and all of our shows, of course, which you can see on franchiseinterviews.com and Blog Talk Radio, but also now Franchise World Radio. But what's nice about franchiseworldradio.com, Marty, it's the first, you know, radio station just dedicated to franchising. And,
yeah.
You know, I guess, I mean, if you and I were able to have our own radio show, you know, really anybody can do it. But now franchisors and developers and consultants really anybody, vendors, suppliers, anybody who's in the franchise industry and who's looking to market their business, or franchisors who are looking to get their brand out, not only nationally but internationally, and that's what Internet Radio, our show, does, and Franchise World Radio. But companies can now have their own radio show on Franchise World Radio. And as we know, it's simple to do. People think you have to have experience in radio or have all this equipment. No, you just have to call on a landline. You can do it from your home office. It's fun. It's easy. It's a way to attract new franchisees and just build your franchise brand or your service to the franchise industry. So you know, everybody will start hearing more about Franchise World Radio, and we're excited because people get to listen to our shows in another area.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is. I think people are always surprised to hear you and I say how easy it is to do this. You know, of course, if you go back 4 years ago, how nervous you and I were, I think, on our first show that we did a long time ago. That was on World Talk Radio. And you just kind of master the craft, you know, and you get better at it over time, and you make mistakes. But it's a wonderful medium, Don. I mean, it's amazing,
right,
that we have listeners, franchise interviews, all over the world. And that still blows my mind when we get an email from, like, Turkey or Australia or New Zealand. You know, it's just, God, I mean, it's all the way on the other side of the world. People
right.
are listening to this show. I mean, things like that didn't happen 20 years ago. You know what I mean? And it's
right.
just happening today.
And we've been in franchising a long year. Myself, 11 years. You maybe even more, I think a couple years
mm-hmm.
more than that. And franchising is a huge industry, growing. It's international, like major industries are. But I know from being and speaking with franchisors, working in financing over 10 years, franchisors are always looking for different ways, you know, creative ways to market their brand and get the word out and tell them about their service and franchise and try to attract more franchisees and investors and more people.
Yeah.
The numbers are really incredible. That the numbers are going up with people listening to Internet radio and the uniqueness
it's
of
true.
It, and that you can listen on your own time, anytime, multiple times. I mean, all of our shows are saved and archived, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, it is incredible. You can go back to 4 years ago, our very first show, or, you know, or 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and listen to over the 200 interviews that we've done up to this point. It's still amazing, Don, that people still go back.
Right.
Listen to those shows. You know, when we look at the numbers on the traffic reports, it just blows my mind. You know, we have commercials on those shows, by the way, that are still running. I said, man, those sponsors, they got their money's worth, you know.
Right.
These commercials have been running now for 4 years now. It's there forever. You know, you can't take it off of there. You know, it's once it runs on our show. It's there for life. So,
and that's why Franchise World Radio is launched, because there's still a lot of educating to do, because Internet radio is still fairly new. I mean, what's the age of Internet radio? I mean, not much more than 7 or 8 years, right? Something like that.
Yeah, and it just, you know, and it just keeps growing. But I think you're right. I think people are a little trepidatious about getting into having their own radio show. They think, like you said, you have to have experience, or you have to have a degree in communications, or, you know, you had to work for a radio station before. And not at all. And, you know, I know how people feel, because when we were asked to do it with World Talk Radio a long time ago, my initial reaction was no. You know, I said, no way. I never want to go on the radio. I said, what would I
right.
say? And it's been an amazing 4 years, you know, and all the doors and opportunities that have opened for you and I just by doing this show have been incredible. I mean, for me, it's been, you know, speaking events, you know, it's given me great material for writing and my doctorate degree and all that other stuff, you know, so it really is amazing.
Yeah, we've learned a lot from the show and people and entrepreneurs, and so it's been a good experience for us. So, hey, we're going to keep going. Keep building. You know, you mentioned more and more traffic and a new radio station on franchising. I'm sure are going to really educate more people and help franchises, help companies. That's what that's all about.
Yeah, I would say if you listen to every single one of our shows, the 200-plus shows up to this point, you would know more about franchising than almost anyone on the planet Earth. I mean, the show
You'd really be an expert, you know. I think in franchising, you get certified as a franchising expert.
Certified franchise expert. Yeah, they call it a CFE designation, which is a big deal. I think you get that through the IFA.
Yeah, we should talk to them and just say, hey, just listen to all 200 shows, and that's how you also get the designation.
Interesting. To get credits, right?
Right.
We'll give a test, you know? That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. There's always new ideas popping into our heads. I guess that's the entrepreneur in both of us, you know.
Right.
So, we had an interesting show last week. We met with Michael Felgares, the CEO of Game and Ride Franchise Opportunity, and we also had a franchisee on the show, Charles Fusion.
Yeah.
Both guys were in your area, I think. And if you missed the show, Game and Ride is a mobile indoor-outdoor entertainment theater experience. It brings the latest video games, movie lighting, and sound technology to residential and commercial clients alike. The truck goes to birthday parties, it goes to school functions, even corporate events. And it sounds like they're getting into some new concepts as well, Don, as we're speaking, you know, focusing more targeted on, like, girls, right?
Right.
Like these, what are they, princess parties? Or I don't know what they call them. I don't have a daughter, so.
Yeah, you know, and my daughter went to one of those type of parties at a storefront where you... You know, they get put on makeup, they get made up, they try on outfits.
Right,
it was really
right.
a successful party. And I know these gaming type franchises like Game and Ride, I know they're starting to really become popular. Kids, you know,
yeah,
kids love video games, and there's other types of games, and kind of the party, you know, comes to you, so to speak. So I can understand.
That's a great way to put it, is it comes
yeah.
to you. You don't have to go to it. You know, it pulls up right in front of your home, doesn't it? And
right.
It was interesting, you know, in talking to the franchisee, Charles. I mean, I think it wasn't his background in finance, you know, so it was a big change
right.
for him. You know, he was sold on franchising right away, and it should probably actually go in our great quotes in franchising, just talking about why he wanted to buy into a franchise system was because the business plan was already laid out. You know, he didn't want to start from scratch. You know,
right.
I mean, everything was very systematized with Game and Ride. You know, it sounds like Michael thought everything through and he's been working on this concept for a long time. So, again, one of the hundreds of advantages of buying into a franchise system. You know, so it's kind of interesting. It says here, let's see, Game and Ride currently operates 11 franchise locations in 7 states, including New Jersey, New York, Utah, Missouri, Alabama, Maryland, and Texas. And they plan to open 40 units by the end of 2011 and have 150 units operating over the next 5 years. We had an unusual amount of phone callers, too, last week as well. And it always blows my mind when we have all these people call into our show, Don.
Right.
Because we don't take phone callers, because we just don't know who's on the other end of the line. You know, there's no
right.
name or anything like that. So
yeah, I mean, it could be our mothers asking us to do an errand after the show or something, you know. So
you don't know. That can happen one day. Or it could be our wives, you know what I mean? I think my wife has done that, by the way. I called her in the show, you know.
Yeah.
And she can't get me, so she'll call into the switchboard. But it's true, and that's the reason we don't do it is you know, we do have a chat board set up now, so people can go into the chat room and they can ask a question that way. And something that we just started doing last week, you know, we had a question from someone in the chat room and, you know, we shot it out to our guest, you know. So it still is interactive, and there's a reason we do that. It's not because we're ignoring our callers or anything like that. I get that question a lot. Why don't you ever take my phone call? And it's not to be rude or anything like that, but just to kind of set the record straight. We have an interesting show today, don't we? What's going on today?
Well, you know, David Gonzalez from Yo Sushi franchise. I guess they were founded in 1997, so we'll find out everything about them. I know you, and from doing the show, I know we are booked up the next few weeks with some interesting franchises.
Yeah, we got some big names too. We got Ronnie Deutsch coming up in a couple months. Several weeks, I think. I think it's the beginning of February, maybe.
Right.
She's coming on the show. She's kind of a celebrity, isn't she? I mean, you actually see her
she's,
on TV.
Right. Right. So that show,
you know,
unfortunately, we couldn't do a few weeks
like
ago. So they're coming back on, and I guess we'll have two people from the company, including Ronnie Deutsch herself. So we're excited about that.
Right. Yeah, that should be fun, particularly during tax season. It's always fun to have those types of franchises on the show, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. So we got a good show today, and we got a bunch of great shows coming up in the future as well. And they had some interesting articles that I'm hoping we have time to get to as well.
Yeah. First, I just want to mention there's a couple of shows coming up. The Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo. We like to mention, you know, every once in a while for people listening who might be in those markets who want to go to a franchise show. It's in San Diego, January 22nd and 23rd, and in Charlotte at the end of the month, January 29th and 30th. And
right.
People can go to usfranchiseexpos.com to get the times and specific information for that. Here's something, Marty, through Entrepreneur Magazine, Inching Toward Recovery. The economy will inch forward next year, but slowly and sporadically. That's the consensus of many economists. Tough times will persist, they say, but for most small business owners, especially independents, as they continue to struggle with lower profitability and decreased access to credit, job creation will lumber along as well. But thanks in part to corporate support, some franchise sectors will thrive, particularly those such as fast food chains that offer good deals at low prices. It took 39 months for the country to recover all the jobs lost during the 2001 recession, says Martin. I mentioned this article because his name is Martin, so you might like
mm-hmm.
that. Says Martin Regalia, chief economist to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It will take twice that long to bounce back from the recession that started in 08, he says.
Wow.
And a recent study backs him up. Small business creates about 65% of new jobs, but when the National Small Business Association of Washington surveyed its members this past July, found that only 14% they expected to hire new employees in the following 12 months. So this has been, one of the toughest, recessions that we've ever gone through. The deepness, the length of it. But, you know, it's not all gloom and doom. I mean, look at franchising's persisting. They're expecting food in particular to do well, which could be good for the franchise we're having on today. Something, Marty.
I was going to say, you know, one of the things and I've noticed, you know, over the last, 6 months, is how many times have our guests said to us that, you know, that 2010 was going to be their best year or 2009 was their best year, you know?
Right.
Not always. You know, I think some, of course, there many franchise opportunities have been hit. But we have seen that, though, haven't we? You know, where some people
right.
say that 2010 was their best year. So it's not, you know, it's not a universal thing either. It depends on the industry that you're in as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
Mm.
Here's something Educational Employees Credit Union. Had to dig deep to find this. Buying a Franchise, Potential and Precautions by Diane Mulvig. Chances are you've visited at least one franchise business in recent weeks. Perhaps you got your brakes fixed at Meineke or stopped at the UPS store to send a birthday present. Have you thought about buying a franchise? If so, you could choose from lots of options. People often think franchising is just for the food service industry, says Matt Haller, Director of Communications for the IFA out of D.C. But according to U.S. Census Bureau data, nearly 300 different business format categories use the franchise model. It's everything from hotels to accounting and tax services to lawn and garden stores to hair salons, wedding planning services, anything that's replicable. It's precisely because franchise choices are so abundant that you need to do in-depth research before investing in one, cautions Robert Pervin, Chairman CEO of American Association of Franchisees and Dealers out of San Diego and author of The Franchise Fraud, How to Protect Yourself Before and After You Invest. If you flip through a franchise directory and put your finger down any page, he says, 9 times out of 10 you won't have a clue what that particular company is. There's a lot of chaff with the wheat. Goes on, know what you're getting into. When you buy a franchise, you become an investor, franchisee who operates a business. You don't own the business, but you gain the right to use the owner's, franchisor's business model and collect proceeds from your franchise for a set time period, say 10 years. At the term's end, you might renew the franchise or sell it. You know, renewals aren't automatic. You pay an initial franchise fee to the franchisor. Such fees are all over the map, he says, from thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Other startup costs include rent, equipment, initial inventory, insurance, and so on. Once you're up and running, you'll pay an ongoing royalty payment based on your gross income, and you might need to pay into the franchisor's advertising fund. Keep in mind it'll take some time to get your franchise business off the ground. It's a good idea to have enough savings to cover at least 6 months of living expenses. I like to bring up these articles because we're always having new listeners. Always people who might be starting, looking into franchising, and it's good to, go over the basics sometimes.
It's important to go over the basics, because I think even sometimes you and I, forget about it, or we think everyone knows what those basics are, and this is very important. It's a great article for someone who is just new to franchising or considering buying a franchise. It's well written.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, opening a franchise, like any small business, poses risks. You minimize those risks by asking lots of probing questions up front. The promise of franchising is appealing. The franchisee can invest in a company that's established a great reputation, and the franchisor gets a motivated manager who's invested in the business. In such cases, it's a win-win all the way around. Most of the opportunities out there, however, are not proven commodities and established trade names, so you have to be careful, and you have to assess yourself. One of the first steps to do an honest self-assessment, determine if you're a franchisee material. What kind of business experience do you have? What are your skill sets? What types of businesses would you enjoy operating? Can you afford the investment? How many hours are you willing to work? Some people think running a franchise won't be a lot of work. They think the franchisor will practically run the business for them. All they have to do is pay the franchise fee up front and then sit back and watch the money roll in.
We've spoken about that so many times, haven't we? It's
right.
And you emphasize frequently, because I go back and listen to all the shows, how much work it is the first year, specifically. The first year there is it's going to be a lot of work. And again, my favorite story, I've probably told it 6 times up to this point, was the gentleman who bought the Subway franchise and how shocked he was at how many hours he had to put into it in the beginning. Now it's his life is a little easier, but I think he was a little surprised that first year. I think he said he was like 60, 80 hours a week with the number one franchise system, in the world, some experts will say,
Good point. There's never any guarantee, but your chances are higher to be successful and faster to be profitable and get your investment back. And it goes on, but in franchising, like anything else, hard work pays off. Remember, too, that a franchisee doesn't call all the shots. You need to stick to the franchisor's way of doing business. Can you live with following someone else's model? If, for instance, you've always dreamed of owning a restaurant, will you bristle at being unable to make menu changes as you wish? something maybe David today
follow
could
someone else's model.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of people out there, Don, that can't do that. Follow someone else's model because they're so entrepreneurial in nature, and that's where you and I always say, you know what, franchising is not for everyone. And as our friend Dr. John Hayes says, it's not for most people. You have to be able to follow that system. You have to follow rules, follow a method, so you get the same result every time. This article used some great words. Used a replicable. A franchise is something that's easy to duplicate. You know,
right.
Great article and great questions.
And it goes on talking about sifting through the choices, about looking to use a franchise broker. Make sure you do your due diligence. Count on spending months doing research before you buy a franchise. And it lists some resources that you can go to look into franchising. And I see he left out of the article that you have to make sure you listen to Franchise Interviews radio show with Marty and Don. He forgot to put that in this article.
Wow.
we'll have to send him an email.
Hey, you're going to have to send them an email saying we're insulted because, again, over 200 shows, 4 years of doing this show, thousands of listeners, you know. So, but that's okay. I suspect he listens to the show, so maybe that's where he gets his material. Sometimes I wonder when I listen to some of these, you know, shows, I say, my God, they must have been listening, you know. But, I can't always prove that, you know. But it's a great article, Don, and it's a very it's a very important article as well. So, let's keep that one in our archives and refer back to it from time to time. Why don't we do this? I see our guest David has called in, so why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up in segment two, they became the original and most famous sushi brand in the United Kingdom. We're meeting with David Gonzalez of Yo Sushi right after these messages.
Big now!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews. We're asking the franchise entrepreneurs one one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you have a dream of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today because we're meeting with David Gonzalez of the Yo Sushi franchise opportunity. Founded in 1997, Yo Sushi bought the concept of a Japanese Kaiten sushi bar that delivered food to customers through a conveyor belt traveling 8 centimeters per second to the masses and became the original and most famous sushi brand in the United Kingdom. Hey, David, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, great, David. Thank you for coming on the show. And, David, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. And I know, Don, you wanted to say hello to David.
Yeah, David, Happy New Year. Appreciate you coming on the show. We want to hear all about Yo Sushi. You all set to do some nice talking today?
Definitely. Nice to talk to you as well, Don.
I'm a big fan of sushi, by the way, David. My wife and I love sushi, so I know she's listening. We're both very excited to have you on the show today. We would like to start off, David, asking where you're calling from this morning.
I'm calling from what was supposed to be very sunny Dallas, Texas, and
it's
not very sunny at all.
It's not.
Well, the you know, the opposite of that is where we are with all the snow and bad weather, so keep that in mind.
I thought it had cleared out of here and gone your way, but apparently it hasn't, so it's still hanging on out here.
Oh, that's funny. David, how did you get involved with Yo Sushi, and what were you doing before getting involved with the company?
Sure. I've been in the restaurant business off and on for most of my life. Started in restaurants, working at quick service Mexican restaurants and up to white tablecloth Italian restaurants. Left and went and did a bunch of financial work. I'm really a finance guy who masquerades as a sales guy. So went and did some work for some big companies, Verizon, Bell Atlantic before that. And then started a company that looked like a much, much smaller version of Don's business. Helping entrepreneurs find capital. From that, I built a relationship with Sid Feldenstein, who you guys may know. He's been an executive at Burger King and Dunkin' and kind of all over the industry. They had just bought Captain D's and Del Taco, and he asked me to come help him sell those franchises. So I started in franchise development. Then that was the early part of this decade, and I've never really looked back. It's kind of my dream job. The only thing I'd rather be doing is being general manager of the L.A. Lakers, probably. I like food, and I like to sell, and the combination of doing both is perfect. So I've sold for a bunch of brands, heritage brands like Bennigan's and Captain D's, you know, industry leaders like Del Taco. And today, just in the interest of full disclosure, I work for a company called Franchise Dynamics, which is the largest outsourced franchise development company. In the country, and we represent Yo Sushi and five other food brands, as well as about 50 non-food brands, where we do development as an outsourced function for those guys. So I look and feel like the vice president of development at Yo Sushi. But just in the interest of full disclosure, I'm not a paid Yo Sushi employee,
right.
W-2 employee.
Oh, that's fine. It sounds like you love franchising as well, David. It's just something about the franchise community that you like. Don and I found that, too. We've been involved in franchising now 11 years, and we found a lot of people that get into franchising, and then they get out. They usually come back, you know. It sounds like you like franchising in general.
I do. I like working with entrepreneurs. I like helping people start new businesses, creating employment, helping people take control of their own lives and their own finances. It's always been very rewarding to watch that process and watch somebody grow from, you know, one location or business to, you know, whether it's three or five, and that's where they stop, or up to 50 or 75.
Right.
The sky's kind of the limit in our business.
Excellent. So tell us more about Yo Sushi, when it started, when it began franchising, and why you're so high on it.
Sure. So y'all talked a little bit about it at the beginning. If you like that, y'all. I live in Texas. Yo Sushi was started in 1997 by an entrepreneur named Simon Woodruff, who is an incredible entrepreneur, not really a restaurant guy, has gone on to do some other stuff, but founded a wildly successful concept called Yo Sushi on Poland Street, which was kind of off the beaten path in the center of London. And it was instantly a raging success from 0 to 60 in, you know, a couple of weeks. And kind of overwhelmed the company almost. They opened three other units over the next 2 years. And in 1999, decided to bring on some experienced senior management, brought on the current CEO, Robin Rowland, in 1999. Robin's grown the company from those three units to almost 80 today. It is an iconic London brand that has locations in almost every transit stop in London of any size. So airports, big train stations, as well as one thing that's different than the U.S. is they have a lot of eating opportunities in department stores. You know, where we might go to Nordstrom's or Saks Fifth Avenue, in those type of iconic locations, there's a bunch of restaurant opportunities, and Yo Sushi's in those as well as street side, you know, retail locations. So iconic brand in the U.K., also in Ireland, Russia, and the Middle East today. Started franchising about 5 years ago. Really, people just kept coming to them and saying, hey, you know, I'm in London, but I live in Ireland and I want to open a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Or there's a group that owns the rights to several other brands in the Middle East, including California Pizza Kitchen and a few others, who came to us and said, we'd like to export your brand to the Middle East and you know, learn your processes and figure out how to do this right instead of just opening up our own sushi concept. So we have almost 10 units in the Middle East today as well.
Excellent.
Wow, that's something. Yeah, so it's popular in the Middle East too then, David. I'm surprised about that. You know, I don't know why I didn't associate sushi with the Middle East, but why not?
It does very well there. It's a little bit different. You know, U.S. consumers tend to consume alcohol at a higher rate than they eat sushi than they do your average food product. In the Middle East, that's non-existent. So it's a little bit different. Our product mix and our profit level is a little bit different, but it's still fairly successful.
Yeah, it was interesting when I was reading about you guys too, or Yo Sushi. Anyway, David, it said easiest restaurant you'll ever run. I remember that quote and I wrote that down because you know when you think of sushi, you don't always think about it being like the easiest restaurant you ever run. You know, my wife and I we go to sushi maybe like a nice sushi dinner like maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and you know it takes a long time before a dinner actually comes to the table. You know, so I mean this is a dream, you know, for her and I to have like this type of concept. Hopefully one day come to our area. You know, because again it's healthy. There's just so many benefits to eating sushi as well. So. I was happy to see that, which was why we were also interested in having you guys on the show as well.
So what's the experience, David? Tell us when somebody walks in, like, you know, why is the franchise going so well, you know, 80 units strong?
It is definitely a different experience than what the two of you and I would think of as a sushi restaurant. To your point a minute ago, so you walk in the place, somebody greets you, helps you find an open seat, and there's a center sushi kitchen that's open, so you can see our guys in the kitchen cutting fish, making rice dishes, noodle dishes, whatever people may be ordering. There is a set of bar stools around that kitchen, and then booths around those. And there's a conveyor belt rolling around the restaurant, yeah. Which is a little disconcerting the first time you see it, quite honestly. But they get you a seat, and this is what's great. You can, within seconds, begin to eat because there's stuff flying around the conveyor belt. You've got a menu that'll show you you've got somebody who comes, explains the concept to you if you haven't been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Asks if there's anything in particular that you want that's a hot dish, because most hot dishes are made fresh. They don't
right.
sit well on the conveyor. Asks what you want to drink, and then brings those things to you while you're picking sushi off the bar. When they bring their hot food, if there's any sushi that you haven't seen that you want, they'll order that fresh made for you as well, made especially for you. And what our sushi guys will do, and one of the reasons it gets really easy, if somebody orders some yellowtail, because there's no yellowtail on the conveyor belt,
right.
they'll make four or five plates of it. And one, they'll immediately take out to the customer who ordered it. The other four, they'll put on the belt, because obviously there's not any.
That makes sense.
Nothing stays on the belt more than 2 hours.
Right.
The real life shelf life of something on the belt is about four. So we cut that in half in order to make sure that it was really fresh. And we've got it's really high tech. We use time stamps on the plates so that we can see how long something's been out. And as we're putting stuff on, we're looking, the kitchen workers should be looking at the next five plates to make sure that they're all within time, so that there's constantly a takeoff and put on to make sure that it is absolutely fresh. If you need somebody, it's got a wait staff, but not one for every three or four tables like you might see in a traditional casual dining
mm-hmm.
restaurant. There's an airline call button that's actually pretty fun. You hit the airline call button in front of you if you need something, and a light goes on above you, and somebody runs over
wow.
and asks if they can get you. But it's a very hip, trendy, urban feel. It's not the dark bamboo sushi restaurant
right.
that we may be accustomed to here in the States. There's lots of light. There's lots of movement. There's some Japanese-style videos that are playing on plasma screens around the place. It's a young, hip, trendy slice of urban Tokyo in your neighborhood or in your shopping center.
Wow, it sounds like it's an experience as well, David. As you're describing it, you know, to our listeners, and I think that's what you get as well. Again, not what we're typically used to when we go out for sushi, you know. So this is something, it's kind of like you say, new and hip, isn't it?
It's a little different, and it's one of the reasons that I think we're going to do really well in the States. We Americans like experience dining. That's why places over the
right.
years have done well, is that they have an experience for you. You know, Rainforest Cafe, Hard Rock,
right.
places like that. The difference between those places, with all respect to those guys, and Yo Sushi's really focused on the food. It just happens to be in a really fun atmosphere.
That's fantastic. And I guess as Americans, we don't like to wait either at times too, you know.
Yeah,
good
point.
You know, which is why, you know, we really can't go out for sushi, you know, for lunch, you know, I mean, for working or something like that, you know, because it does take so long. So I think this feels... or satisfies a very big need here in America. I can see Yo Sushi doing very well here in this country as well. So that's fascinating. This industry continues to grow, it seems like, David. I mean, the more people I know. Don, your wife eats sushi, doesn't she? I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's a big fan.
Big
yeah.
fan, but she's a big fan too. But it seems like as time goes on, David, more people are eating sushi. Have you seen that in the numbers as far as the industry goes, as far as growth?
Well, you know, one of the things that really surprised me when I started working with Yo Sushi was how big the industry is in the United States. How big do you
mm-hmm.
think, in dollar terms, do you think the sushi market is in the United States? But, you know, big round numbers.
Well, I guess at this point...
A couple hundred million,
probably,
a billion?
Upper hundred millions, close, approaching a billion maybe.
$1.3 billion in 2011.
Is it really?
Bigger than
okay,
we thought.
Wow.
It's a huge market. And we did, you know, we did a lot of market research before deciding to make this move to the States, and you know, had a lot of consternation about whether to do it corporately, like a lot of other UK brands are doing as they come to the States, or whether to do it from a franchise model. And the numbers were just astounding. We felt like we needed the franchise partners and their access to capital in order to grow faster, in order to take advantage of that huge number.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's funny, David, because, I mean, if you said 20 years ago, you know, a sushi franchise, I don't know how you would have felt about this, but I would have said no way, you know, because I've been eating it such a long time now. You know, it's impossible to have a sushi franchise, but it's happening as we're talking to you right now. So it really is incredible. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since working with Yo Sushi? Anything stand out?
Yeah, there's a couple. The first was the size of the market, because I had no idea. I thought, we're going to come over here, we're going to sell 100 units, it's going to be over.
Right.
That's obviously not the case. I think we can get to, you know, 250, 300 units fairly easily in the United States without penetrating some of the smaller markets that may not have a sushi place at all today. So I think there's a lot of room for growth. The second was the number of people who are familiar with the brand. You know, we've run a little bit of a stealth campaign the last 3 or 4 months and are just beginning to tell people that we're out here.
Right.
But we've had a number of people. I'd say 75% of the people that I talk to about becoming a Yo Sushi franchisee either are familiar with the brands themselves, or somebody has told them, hey, you need to call Yo Sushi. I saw they were franchising. I've been there in London. It's incredible. You need to call. And so just the overwhelming numbers of people, because to your guys' point, I mean, it's a mom-and-pop sushi business in the United States. There's, you know, a couple of chains that have, you know, 5-7 restaurants. But there's nobody who blankets the market in the way that Yo Sushi does in the UK. And I guess when you visit there, and I'm kind of blind to it because I spend so much time in their restaurants, but it's hard to miss one when you're in London. They're in Heathrow in Terminal 3 where American Airlines is. They're in Paddington Station. They're in Victoria Station, which are the two biggest stations. King's Cross, where the Eurostar comes across from Paris. So they're pretty hard to miss. So I guess there are a lot of people who have visited London who have fallen in love with the brand, come back and told people in the restaurant business, you ought to think about this. Because, you know, just about everybody knows somebody who's in the restaurant business somehow. It's a fairly easy deal to find somebody in your circle of friends that has something to do with the restaurant business. So that's right. The thing that surprised me the most. I thought there was going to be a lot of educational work. You know, I thought we'd do one or two deals the first year.
Right.
You know, we may do 5, 7, 10 deals the first year just from people who know the brand.
That's amazing. Yeah, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
That'd be great.
That'll be fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with David Gonzalez of Yo Sushi Franchise Opportunity, founded in 1997. Yo Sushi has brought the concept of Japanese Kaitan Sushi Bar that delivered food to customers through a conveyor belt traveling 8 centimeters per second to the masses, and has become the original and most famous sushi brand in the United Kingdom. And Don, I think you're up.
David, talk about the training process for us, please, what the franchisees have to do.
Sure. It's pretty extensive, especially when you're opening your first restaurant. We ask our franchise partners to come spend 5 weeks with us in London. Them and what we call an executive chef, which is really a kitchen manager, who's going to run their kitchen day to day, to come over and spend a lot of time with us. And most of it's in the store. We don't spend a whole lot of time in the classroom. We do talk a little bit about, you know, running the financial part of your business in a sit-down classroom forum. But most of it's getting out in the restaurants, and we want them to be immersed in our culture, especially since there's not a whole lot of restaurants here in the States today. We want them to really dive in, understand the Yo Sushi culture, and it's a really fun culture. So we want them to come back and convey that stateside, but really learn everything there is to know by working in a restaurant with us for 5 weeks. We then come and help them open their restaurant, bring a team to the States for 2 weeks around the time that they open their restaurant, help them get it open, kind of sit in the background the first couple of days to make sure that everything's running well, and then turn it loose.
Good. Tell us also about, I guess, as you start to grow, you know, the strength of the franchise system is, you know, really in the franchisees. So I'm sure you're you know, looking at their different characteristics. And, you know, what is it mostly that you want to see in new franchisees, David?
Sure. We're really looking for three things. It's a relatively easy franchise to run, but we are asking our franchise partners to open at least a minimum of 3 restaurants. So we're looking for somebody who's got some multi-unit operating experience. They don't have to have been a franchisee before, but we'd like somebody in the franchise group, and it may be a group of people. It may be an investment partner with an operating partner, but there needs to be an operating partner who has some restaurant experience.
Okay.
So if you're by a movie theater and it's Friday night and things are going crazy, on that first week that it doesn't, the person running the restaurant doesn't flip out. So we look for some restaurant experience. We look for financial capability. Our average store build is about $750,000, $800,000, so it's not a trivial investment. So we're looking for people who have some financial capability, and again, that can be a group of people. You can have an experienced restaurant operator who's maybe the operator of a high-volume casual dining restaurant, partner with their investment partner who's got the financial capability. And then third is resonance with the brand. I'm looking for somebody who embraces that that the hipness and funness of the brand. It doesn't have to be somebody who is necessarily is young and hip, but they need to feel young and hip. They need to embrace that brand, because that's our culture. And I think that's a lot of the reason people come in, because it's a fun place where you can park for 30 minutes, get great sushi at a great price. And so those are the three things that we're really looking for.
What about the location, David? What is the ideal location, and how much space is required to open up a Yo Sushi franchise?
Sure. One of the differences, and I was listening to y'all talk in the first segment about the replication, the replicability of a system is what makes it good to franchise. All of our stores are a little bit different. The conveyor belt's the same. The processes are the same. But we try to decorate them a little bit differently depending on where they are. And because of that, we can put them in some odd spaces. I don't need heating, venting, and air conditioning. I don't need a hood necessarily. I can do some extractionless cooking. So we can plop down in the middle of a mall space. We can plop down in the middle of an airport, or we can go into a more traditional inline location that you might see in front of a Costco's or a BJ's or a Sam's Club or something. So we've got a lot of variety. I need at a minimum 700 square feet. I'd like to have 12 to 1,500 square feet. And my prototypes are kind of built around those two. And I'd love to be in high traffic shopping and business areas. If I'm in a retail area, I get a lot of weekend traffic. I get our customers skew heavily female.
Hmm.
Maybe it's the health thing.
Wow.
But we like to be in shopping malls or high traffic shopping areas. I like street side business traffic where people can walk out of their office and walk into our restaurant. So in the suburbs, I like shopping areas. I like downtown areas a lot as well. The one thing that we'll have to adjust to in the States is in the UK, we're in a lot of those department stores. We do have a lot of street side locations and a lot of transit locations, but we'll have to figure out the day part mix as you get farther out into the suburbs, away from business daytime traffic, and how we handle that.
That's interesting. So for our listeners, David, because we have about 2 minutes, what's the best way for them to get more information on the franchise opportunity? Is there any websites they can go to, any phone numbers they can call?
Certainly. If you go to yosushi.com, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a franchise button. You can hit the button. It'll ask you whether you are interested in the U.S. or the rest of the world. Hit the appropriate button, fill out the form. Myself or one of my team members will give you a call within 24 hours. Or you can call our office anytime. The number is 214-440-4945. And we'll be happy to talk to you about Yo Sushi and our entrance into the United States.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, David. You've been a great guest, and I think you guys have a great franchise opportunity. I'm waiting for you guys to come to Easton, Pennsylvania, so I'll be patient and look forward to seeing you guys in the future.
Thanks,
David.
Look
forward
great
to
job.
It as well. Thanks for your time. Great show.
Thank
you,
David. Have a great day. Great content, huh, Don?
It's exciting. I like how you just go in right away and you start eating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, as I was saying, 20 years ago, if you asked me, if you could franchise a sushi restaurant, I said, no way, But, I mean, it's happening, as David was saying.
Right.
It's, you can replicate this concept, So, it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys. I think they're going to do very well here in this country.
I have that feeling too. It looks like the fun atmosphere. It's a real niche type food, and it's growing, and people like it. The franchise, I don't see why it can't be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of younger kids eating sushi today, probably compared to maybe, our generation. I'm noticing. There's less time Connie and I went out for sushi. A lot of younger kids in there, younger than me anyway. I was about 20 years younger. And, so maybe that's a trend that's also taking place here in the States,
Right.
But nevertheless, great opportunity, So anyway, great job on segment one today, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, go franchise.com, Franchise World Radio, where their franchise interviews has now been syndicated. And I'll be talking to you next week, Don, for another great show. Oh, franchisefunding.net. How can I forget?
Yep, great. Have a good day, Marty.
Thanks, Don. Talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening.